Our reading is from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. This is my commandment: love each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants any longer, because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with each other. And if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the
The first two stories of our faith are creation stories found in the book of Genesis. Two of my favorite stories in the entire Bible, in chapter 1 and chapter 2, two creation stories, and amazing stories of voices, of words, of light, of goodness. Stories of a God that reached down into the dirt and the water and shaped us and breathed life into us. In the first story, this cosmic interaction with a God who speaks things into existence, light and dark, dividing waters and land, making things like apples and trees and pineapples and cows and bushes and roses and all of the great and wonderful things. And he creates us together, male and female. He creates them. And he says in that first story that as he surveyed all that he was created, that it was good. And in the second story, we have a God who is much more eager to be in a relationship with us. And it says on the day that created the heavens and the earth, that he shaped us out of the dust and the dirt of the ground. And this image of a God who reaches down and holds us in his hand, this idea and this shape, and he breathes life into us. And he takes that person and he places it in the place where they have everything that they need in a garden. And he asks that person to take care of what he's created. Only in this story, God says that it is not good. And it is not good because it is not good for the person to be alone. The first problem that God encounters with creation is the need for his creation to be together. And when God shaped us and formed us and had this idea of us, he created us in his image. As I thought about this story so much, I thought about sort of the struggle that we all have sometimes. Sometimes it's not always easy to see God or to hear God or to see the things of God. And yet, we still always have each other. The image of God surrounds us wherever we go. We might not like that person, But we still see the life and the image that God has given us, reminding us even of that first moment of creation, that we are cast in the image of something that is good. And then he has made us for him, but also to be together with each other. I think about how this story has endured through the scriptures, that Jesus and Paul echo this idea of loving others, of being in relationship with others, that we're created to be in relationship, in an obedient relationship with God, but also an encouraging and affirming relationship with others. And so the story that we read out of the Gospel of John, one of my favorite scriptures, I use this in with my soldiers all the time. The commandment, the mandate that Jesus gives us. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The fabric of who we are is to be in relationship, to support and encourage each other. When Jesus shared this commandment, this mandate with his disciples, it was not just an average afternoon or an average evening. This was the night before they would face their most violent and difficult and frightening hour, that Jesus had spent the prior hours of the night sharing a meal with them, washing their feet, praying for them, preparing them, almost as if to say with this scripture, that when it gets to that darkest hour that you can imagine, when it feels like you've lost me, that you've lost your way, that you are hunted down to the point of death, love one another still, because you'll always have each other. We have a crisis in our culture that I'm not sure any amount of protesting or arguing has fixed yet. And it's a crisis of loneliness, of isolation and separation. And I feel like these scriptures and these stories speak to the very heart of it. In some studies that I've been reading over this last week, it says that those that experience chronic long-term loneliness are 26% more likely to experience a premature death. That long-term loneliness affects our mental health more so than almost any other emotional experience that we can go through. That it releases stress hormones and chemicals into our bodies. That it puts us at risk for cardiovascular disease. That it puts us at risk for mental health disorders. Simply withdrawing out of relationships with others. And I believe that it goes to the fact that it affects the very fabric of who we are. To be in relationship and to love one another. The one thing that loneliness does that's more frightening than anything is it distorts the reality of the world around us. It makes it seem as if the people who are around us care less about us than they really do. It makes us see the relationships that we are in more negatively than if we were in healthy relationships over time. It convinces us to isolate ourselves more. It's self-perpetuating. And we withdraw and we remove ourselves from family, from friends, from a community. And it slowly eats us away. And yet I feel like this is so preventable. That even as we gather and worship today, we're surrounded by people to the left and the right of us that remind us of what it's like to be in a community that prays for each other, that encourage each other, that lifts each other up. So what does it look like to love one another this week? For me, it looks like pushing back on this culture of loneliness that has begun to creep into our culture. To begin to work on relationships that need more attention. To spend more time with my kids. To spend more time with my wife. To call my parents more. I know my mama would like that. To reach out and to make a contact. To write a letter to somebody. Introversion, extroversion, it doesn't matter when it comes to making a human contact with someone and tell them that you're thinking about them, that you appreciate them. One thing that Jameson put on Facebook this week as he was going through this this incredibly exhausting week of shuttling people back and forth to the hospital and keeping up with a toddler at the same time that he's worried about his premature baby, as he said, don't ask somebody if there's something that you can do for them. Just go ahead and do it anyway. And that's been sitting with me. And I think that that's something that'll preach. And I think that that's something that gets down to the very core of who we are. To build relationships with others. To work on that obedient relationship that we have had with God since the very beginning. But then that second purpose that God has given us, to be there for each other. And I think if we can do that this week, then we're doing what we're created to do. We're living into that greatest commandment that Jesus has given us, to love the Lord your God with your heart, your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that sounds like pretty good loving. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for your soul and your spirit, for your word that breathes life into us. Lord, I give thanks this morning for others, for those that you have surrounded me with, for those that you have given me an opportunity to be in relationships with, and allow those relationships to grow. Put me into opportunities to where we can encourage, to Lord, where I can lift others up, and that we as a community, Lord, can seek out others that need to see an image of hope, of love, of peace in this world, and allow us to be that relationship as we pray this morning. Amen.